And then I think everybody is concerned about fundraising from large donors. I see all the stations worrying about development costs and projects. And I think one thing to talk about is to look at the picture of relative picture of the various debts and the various kinds of income we have. The other thing that I'd like to mention is that not only do we not have any recognition or of rent coming in to the station, we pay property taxes on these properties, and including the office that is occupied by the national office. We pay more there's three units there, 1921, 1925, and 1929, Martin Luther King. And we pay the most for the two that are not the station. We also pay property taxes for the transmitter site. Anyway, these are reasons that I would like the committee to consider again whether or not it isn't just a matter of fairness that KPFA have a reduced by 1%, which would only amount to $27,000 to $30,000 a year, their central services fees. And I'd like to also put another push in for everyone's concern about development. You know, it's true, we're living in a time where the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. So these categories of folks' income is being pushed apart. And I think, you know, it's not, there are plenty of people who have a lot more money than most of us who have an interest in KPFA and Pacifica's survival. And I think that's one of the reasons our station is and our LSB is so interested in somehow beginning to have real development going on from high donors. And that's the windup of my station statement, unless somebody brings up something that makes me want to answer it.
All right, I'll take a stack for discussion.
Bill?
Okay, I heard Bill. Anybody else?
Campbell, Bruce.
Okay, Bill Campbell, Bruce. And I'm going to put myself on the stack. Ken, anybody else? Okay, we'll start with Bill.
I guess what I'm more worried about is our cash flow problem. You know, we have, you know, the 1% doesn't sound like a lot. The problem is that we've got a huge backlog of unpaid central services fees that's impacting PRA, Democracy Now, FSRN. And it also, you know, a large portion of it goes to pay benefits for employees at stations like KPFA, you know, the health insurance.
They pay their own, by the way.
Taxes, everything. Pardon?
KPFA pays its own benefits.
Let's try to cut the crosstalk. Just let Bill say what he's
going
to say. And then
they're not part of the bill backs.
There's a big backlog of shared expenses that are not paid. And I just want to make sure the budget has a plan to make progress on that.
Okay, we'll go on to Bruce.
Okay, and, you know, I want Barbara to know that I'm not unsympathetic with, you know, the case you've making for KPFA. However, now my memory serves me that last year when we discussed this issue, that it was what the NFC, our committee, decided was that this wasn't really apropos for us to deal with because it would entail, excuse me, an amendment to the bylaws. And so this real issue really should go to the PNB. That we couldn't, you know, grant, in other words, a waiver from our committee. The other thing is that I would say that it seems to me we ought to at least look at the possibility of rather than looking at it as a discount to the central services, to look at it if it's appropriate for, you know, national office to make some sort of refund back to a station, could be KPFA or any station, where there's something, a situation where there are costs involved that the station is incurring that the national office should really be helping to pay. Sort of like bill backs only in reverse. But it just seems like for an accounting purpose, that would work better, because if we start playing around with the central services and you know, assessing different stations different amounts, it just seems like that could be open up a Pandora's box that we don't really want to do. In other words, it seems to be fair. The bylaws call for a certain rate for central services for everybody, and we should keep it that way. We should deal with these other issues in a different way. That's just my suggestion.
Can I
Thank you,
answer
Bruce.
At some point, Tracy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my question is it really true that this was set by the bylaws? And my response to the thing about it needing to go to the PNB, I certainly thought it would go to the PNB. I thought just as any budget matter is passed in this committee, it's really a recommendation to the PNB. And as far as the difficulty of setting a precedent or something, the fact that KPFK has a reduction in the amount that they donate toward the archives is in lieu of rent, it's really the same idea. So I don't know what other stations would have a similar item to claim,
Right. Can I just answer that real quick?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'll try to be quick. First of all, I agree with you that maybe we should relook at how it's handled at KPFK. But also, there was a time when apparently the national office had offices here in D.C., and it was a similar kind of situation. I don't know all the details. It goes back in time a little bit. So I'm just saying it is possible that similar things could happen at other stations, just like you're experiencing in Berkeley. And I'm just saying that maybe the from an accounting point of view, that the solution ought to be that if national office, if there's cost being incurred to a station that or for the needs of the national office, we're talking beyond the what is usually served by central services, that national office should be there should be some sort of a
reverse bill backs.
I'm just suggesting that. I don't know if that's how practicable, but it looks to me like that on paper, it looks like that makes more sense than having to try to make adjustments by playing with the central services. And also, I have to admit, you're right. I was searching all through the bylaws. It's kind of one of those things where I thought I saw it in there, but it's true, I couldn't find it. But it's somewhere that I saw. There's in writing.
Policies, get set.
Yeah, maybe that's where I saw it. Maybe it was in the policies and procedures handbook. Yeah, that was it. But there was something. It is in writing. There is an assessment that's made. It's part of our...
Tracy, I have one short response.
Okay.
Well, if we were to do this reverse billback thing, then, Bruce, maybe you could give retroactive billings for the national office when they occupied your space. That's a joke.
I don't.
That's a joke, everybody. That's a joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, we're going to roll with the stack. Ken, you're next.
You didn't say reparations, did you?
Yeah.
I said retroactive.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, retroactive billing in the reverse.
I just had one question before I wanted to, one or two questions. You made a statement, let me just ask you two questions. You made a statement that the KPFK listeners purchased the building. Mm-hmm. The building was purchased out of general donations
built
was granted by,
them.
By a
there
a
was
with a lot of money?
I can answer that. There was
Tracy.
A capital campaign many years ago in the Berkeley area to buy KPFA a building. People donated to the capital campaign.
Okay.
They did, in fact, of course, donate to the Pacifica Foundation.
Okay, and the other question is there any estimate to the value, or the, if you were renting that space, I assume
yes.
you're paying the utilities?
We're not paying the utilities.
So it's just
we
the value
of the
rent. We
do pay property tax.
Well, that was the thing. Our business manager told us we pay property tax, then we get it refunded. So there's no cost for property tax on a nonprofit
no, that's not
in California.
True. No, that's not true.
That's not
well,
true.
I think there may be it may differ from county to county.
Oh, all right. Well, you just moved the property down here. We don't pay. So the other thing was, so you did an evaluation of the value of the square footage used by National.
Yes, actually, and we're not asking anything like what we could get on the open market.
Okay.
For the square footage.
Okay, great. So then because I don't know if I'll come back on the stack, I would just want to say it may not be equitable, it may not be just, but I don't consider the stations to be like franchisees of a national office. There's a lot of places where more is asked of those who are able to provide, and more is given to those who need assistance around the network. So it's not a straight equitable exchange situation. And you know, it's a communal activity, and it's a network, and the legal body of Pacifica. And I understand that there's a nationalistic feeling that it's Berkeley station radio is different, but I could look at it the other way, that National is letting the station operate in its quarters. But I don't think that's appropriate. I look at it as one large entity, and the National entity has to be there, and the stations function to create it, and we can expand and buy more stations. So I don't look at it. And I'm not denying it. It doesn't on the face of it sound fair to have your mother-in-law living in an upstairs apartment and she's not paying any rent.
We don't even get her Social Security.
So that's the way that is. And I just had an offline question. Just one question that I want to ask.
Yeah.
Does the NFC get to approve the national office budget?
Yes, we will, but the national office budget will be the last because it is contingent on the divisional budget.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
I do want to put myself on the stack. I think I heard Kim and Alex. Is that correct?
And Campbell.
Yes.
Okay, Campbell, you already spoke on this, so people that haven't spoken will go first. Kim?
I guess I'd like to speak to the development director issue.
Okay.
And I haven't seen, we just heard that Texas, they have that name, and they're just kind of another administrator, and I don't think PFW, Bruce can correct me, actually brings in money commensurate with that title. And I haven't seen these titles doing much more than, you know, whatever administrative work they wind up doing. So I don't see this as a useful extra added expense at this particular moment in our history relative to what Alex spoke about our failing economy. I think we'd be best serve to find out what we can put on the radio to attract more listeners at this dire time in the history of the world.
Okay. Let me intersperse for just a moment to say two things. One is, thank you, Kim, for that. We are trying to focus on the motion that's on the table as much as possible. And this is a little to the side of that.
Oh, I
second
thought that
thing
was part of the request. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. It's just specifically about the 1% shared services discount. So that's kind of where we're focusing right now.
Oh,
and then we're going to do...
It's okay.
I'm just saying. And then we're going to do some time waivers, and that'll be it for tonight. The other thing is I screwed up. Andrew Phillips, the interim manager at KPFA, wanted to join us for this part of the conversation. I totally forgot. Although we are hopefully going to wrap this up fairly soon.
Excuse me, I am here. Tracy, I am here. Andrew Phillips is here.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, you called in. I'm so glad. I thought that we were going to have to call you, and I totally forgot, and we got halfway through the conversation.
I heard the Barbara's, at the back end of her presentation about the, the money's going to KPFA from Pacifica because of the rent issue. So,
could you speak up just a little, or...
Okay, well, let's do this. We have a stack. I'm glad you're here, Andrew. We want to hear what you have to say on this, and thank you for joining us, and welcome. I think what we're going to do is go to Alex, who's next in the stack, and then Andrew, and then I want to say something, and then we'll go for seconds if there's a desire. So, Alex, you're up.
I'm inclined to vote against this motion for the simple reason that I think it sets a bad precedent. I don't think we should be encouraging exceptions to the central service payments. I understand that it's happened before, but I don't think we want to continue down that road. And I think a lot of the discussion, particularly Barbara's remarks, seem to be premised on the false notion that KPFA owns that property. It does not. The property is owned by Pacifica. This is not to say that I'm insensitive to the budget problems that KPFA has, but frankly, I would rather deal with a deficit budget coming from KPFA than create an exception to central service payments. If KPFA is having some specific problems, let's deal with it, and let's, as a network, get together and see how we could address it. But I don't think this is the right way to do it.
Okay, we're going to go on to Andrew, whatever you'd like to contribute.
Firstly, let me give the board, hello everybody, let me give the board a quick update on development since that came up. It came up at the LSC and it had come up prior to that at the station. At the recent National Federation of Community Broadcasting meeting, I attended a one-day with LaVon Williams, a development workshop given by Berkeley, a development consultant, Kim Klein, from Klein and Roth, R-H-H. Kim Klein is a 30-year experienced development person. She gave a great workshop, and I was very impressed and suggested that she might meet with us just for an initial meeting, and she agreed. We had the meeting. It was an initial meeting. It was not paid for, actually, but from now on, we're on the clock. And we proposed a few ideas to her along the lines of development. Very briefly, her sense was that she would be happy to work with us as a consultant, as a kind of development coach. And that way, we wouldn't have to spend a large amount on a quote-unquote experienced development person, but rather someone who could activate and work in conjunction with Kim Klein's direction, under her direction, and with the station manager and program director. So we thought this was a fairly good solution. Potential solution, certainly. And we're having another meeting with her at the end of August when she'll be back in town to pursue this idea further. And when we have a better sense of it, it will be written into the budget, but in a different way, perhaps, than the development line currently is. In other words, we're working on it. It is a work in progress, and I think it has a lot of potential. That's the first thing. Amongst the ideas we've got at KPFA for development, it was pointed out by Kim Klein rightfully, I believe, that the reputation of KPFA is pretty much, it's problematic at this point. So potential developers going on the web are going to see very disparate points of view about the station. Therefore, we felt it was important to, in some sense, disassociate in an indirect sense the development projects. For instance, one of them could be Nakatam, the building next door, which is currently under discussion, which is empty. It could be proposed to be used in some way. We don't know what. It could be a cafe. It could be a studio. It could be rented out.
Yeah.
It could be something, but it's a standalone project. Shall I continue?
Yes, please.
Okay. Secondly, the idea that we want to expand our signal into the Spanish-speaking audience, there was discussion about perhaps raising, an amount, maybe $250,000 potentially, to find a new transmitter site and broadcast into areas of the state. Santa Rosa, for instance, would be one area where there's a very large Spanish-speaking population. We have very skilled Spanish-speaking producers on staff. They could be utilized in such a way to expand their audience quite considerably into the Spanish community, which is currently very underserved by Pacifica. That could be a separate project. We have connections in state capital, a person who works with the Native American communities and casinos. That sounds pretty, sounds a little bit iffy maybe, but he's definitely prepared to talk to us, and he has inroads into Sacramento, for instance. At this point, there's an opportunity to broadcast into Sacramento. We currently do not broadcast in there. A signal doesn't go that far. So there's another separate development project, broadcasting Sacramento. Second one was broadcasting the Spanish community. Now, some other things we can do also in terms of local development. we thought in terms of the apprenticeship program, for instance, which is a standalone project. We could put address more money into it. And so doing, bring more equipment into the station and that kind of thing, which could be utilized by other people at the station. It's a standalone project, and I think we've got the chops for that. So there's a number of different separate items, I think, that a development coach could work with on us. Before we even get to going to a current donor list, we've already isolated like 1,100 donors who donated over $1,000 to the radio station. We need to be approaching them directly. We haven't done that for a long time. There's all these kinds of things which can be done over the medium to long term to increase income. It would not happen immediately. So that's development. The second thing is income. Yeah.
I'm just going, this is all really good information for when we get the final draft of the budget. I'm just going to give you a time check and say that we are at this point addressing that particular motion about the 1%.
Oh.
And ask if you have anything you want to contribute on that. If you don't, it's fine.
Okay. Well,
but that is a group. That's what's on the table for us, you know, right this second.
I know that when I worked at Pacifica quite a long time ago, when Dick Bunce was the development director, I was never clear whether he was the Pacifica development director or whether he was paid for by KPFA. I mean, if he was paid for by KPFA and was drawing expenses from the KPFA community, to some extent that... It's certainly part of KPFA's building, whether the foundation was involved or still came from the KPFA audience on one hand. On the other hand, I mean, that was a long time ago. I don't exactly know what happened. The 30% is actually not a large amount of money. It's basically one day a year of fundraising. That's how much money is 1%. So in some senses, I don't know if the board would make some kind of exception. I don't really think it is an exception because there are questions down at KPFK with the archive, whatever. I think it possibly could give the station a break. I don't know. They could do it. There could be an argument for that. I've got to tell you, I've got to swing both ways on this because I can see the national office's point of view as well. I mean, it's... It would be a $30 break for the station, and we need help, so it would be great if they could do it, but that's my feeling.
Barbara for the stack.
Okay, so I'd like to place myself on the stack, and then I think we can do one more round of people who want second chances, and at that point, I think we're going to have to move to a vote. So I know that Campbell and Barbara want to speak second. Is there anyone else who wants to be on the second go-round?
Our poll.
Okay, you're LaVarne a firster.
LaVarne, can you hear me now?
LaVarne, yes, LaVarne is a firster. Okay, this is going to take a while, but that's okay. We'll hang in. Sometimes we have three-hour meetings. This is one of those nights. And okay, well, let's make sure everybody talks first before the chair. So I'm going to call on R. Paul and then LaVarne. R. Paul?
Okay, I'll try to make this fast. I have something of a philosophical difficulty with the idea here, because what it's doing is it's saying the Pacifica National Office is other. And, you know, you've got this Pacifica network facility there, this building, and you've got KPFA in there, and you've got the National Office in there. And it's not as if, you know, one of those is some really other entity. They're both a part of Pacifica. And this is more philosophical than economical, this argument, but I have a problem with us starting to separate ourselves from each other. We're all in Pacifica. It's all really one big lump. We can just look at the past economics of Pacifica and see that when a station gets into trouble, where does the money come from? Well, it comes from the rest of Pacifica. And it's been flowing back and forth and back and forth for decades and decades. I've seen it go, I've seen it come out of BAI and go to other stations. I've seen it come from other stations and go to BAI. And it's, you know, we're all in one big place. And the new bylaws make that even more so. So I have a kind of philosophical disinclination to be in favor of this simply because it's now separating things and, you know, like drawing a line down the middle of the house and saying, this is my side of the house and that's your side of the house. And I don't think it's good for Pacifica in general. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go on to LaVarne is next.
Oh, thank you. I wholeheartedly agree with the way Paul just stated that. Thank you. Also, I'm curious about this tax thing. It's just like Ken said, if there's tax paid, then it's refunded. So we will get with Maria and see why this tax has not been refunded by the county or the city of Berkeley, because that is the way that works. That's also the way it's working in Texas. So, you know, there's the payment to Harris County, but that will be refunded. So, you know, we'll take care of that. Thanks for letting me know about it.
Maria did say she had worked that out last year. I haven't followed up with her, but she said that we weren't going to be paying taxes anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, it's just that would be.
Well, if that's the case, you've got some money in the budget because they're budgeted this year.
Not the case.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it works. And just to say again that all the costs are borne here in the national office, so there aren't any additional costs by KPFA to support this office. We pay for trash removal and all of that. So anyway, thank you, R. Paul, and thank everyone for listening. And hopefully we can move this. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, who was that for the stack? Alex? Okay, so you're a second round. So I'm going to call on myself as someone who hasn't talked at all, and then we'll go to whoever wants to have a second go round, and at that point we'll go to a vote. Okay, so a couple of things. I appreciate the bringing up of the sidebands, but I do want to point out that really, by law, sideband revenues belong to the license holder, to the 501c3 that is, in fact, the registered owner of the license. You can't have entities that essentially don't own the license charging for the usage of sidebands that are on the license. I mean, that is, in all fact, an FCC problem. I mean, it would be improper conduct, and it could potentially endanger the licenses. So the idea that SCA revenue would be payable to anyone but the license holder is really not appropriate. You know, no one else can collect those funds. You know, let's not forget the Pacifica Foundation is the legal owner of the property. I mean, they're not squatting on someone else's property. They are in the property that they own. So we're basically talking about a 501c3 paying rent to one of its divisions to reside in a building that it owns and has the lease for. I think, as R. Paul states, this is a kind of an existential question that sort of points to some misperceptions about the way the whole structure is kind of organized and factually and legally what a 501c3 structure looks like. You can have as many divisions as you want, but a 501c3 corporation is a 501c3 corporation, and it operates in certain ways. And the entity that is a 501c3 is the entity that is the 501c3. Pacifica is a community organization located in Northern California. The idea that it is not is, I think, not true. It is a community organization that has been headquartered in Northern California, in Berkeley, for well over a decade now. It is a part of the community as much as any other entity. I guess the other thing that I would say is on a practical level, let's not forget, because I've been down to KPFK and I've seen the setup, the archives is basically three quarters of the entire second floor of KPFK. If you parallel that to KPFA, you would be basically knocking out the entire second floor of the office and putting the Pacifica National office there. It's not a separate space, doesn't have a separate entrance. KPFK pays utilities, and probably about 40% of their utility bill is, in fact, for the archives. So KPFK has specific direct expenses related to not being able to use 30 or 40% of their square footage. That's not an exact parallel to this situation. It's also relevant to point out that a space that is being occupied by the National Office was, in fact, not occupied by anything for a substantial period of time. So KPFA has left that space deliberately unrented, I believe, because there are some improvements necessary to bring it up to kind of the rental standard. And people should know that the office space marketplace is really depressed in this area. There are spaces in the building where my nonprofit is headquartered that have been on the market for 9 months to a year. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily get rent for it in 5 seconds. And that's also important to point out. My sense of it is if there are direct expenses related to the site, for example, property tax, and we have to get to the bottom of why we're paying property tax as a 501c3 when apparently nobody else is, it seems to me that if there's a specific amount of property tax attached to 1925 MLK, that it may be appropriate to pay KPFA back for that expense. And my guess, based on the budget that I looked at, is that's between $2,000 and $2,500 or so annually. That may be appropriate for a bill back, and I'm open to direct expenses with receipts that KPFA is paying on behalf of that space. But I don't really see where the other $27,500 is sort of a tangible expense that KPFA is bearing. It's basically for a space that they weren't using anyway. So my sense of it here is that this isn't the strongest case in the world, and I would prefer to see KPFA find its way to a balanced budget in other ways, if possible. And I hope that will be the case. I mean, you know, I'm empathetic to the fact that the budget isn't balanced, and this is a problem. But of course, all the signal areas are facing that, as we've seen with Houston's budget. And I'm not sure that in this particular case, shifting the shortage, as it were, from KPFA to the National Office really solves the problem or is necessarily fair to the reality of what this actually costs KPFA, which as far as I can tell is nothing more than perhaps $2,500 in property tax. And I'm not even sure that that should be paid, although I guess we'll have to get to the bottom of that, and that's for another day. But we'll see what happens. And I know we have Barbara and Campbell and Alex for the stack. So Bill, is there anyone else who wants to speak twice? Bill? Okay, so we'll do those four people, and then I think we will have to go to a vote. So Barbara?
Well, I feel like I'm really on the losing end here already. But I will address a few things that various people said. I hear a lot of background noise. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, if people that aren't talking could mute their phones. Maybe we can wipe it out.
The point that Andrew was making about all his ideas about development, they are, I'm not against them. I think we need to do a lot of things. But it's true, as Tracy also recognized, that to develop the one unit that's being used for storage now would be a tremendous expense. I've talked with Michael Yoshida, who knows probably the most about the physical facility of anybody still there, and it could not be brought up to code without an enormous investment in order to be occupied by anybody for anything. And as far as expanding into Sacramento, it isn't, and this is also from Michael Yoshida, it isn't that our signal doesn't go there. It's that there are other frequencies that are occupied that do not allow us to go there. It's not the same kind of problem we're having in Santa Cruz with interference, and it's just as far as the signal carrying. But anyway, I think it's good for us to keep thinking about development. I wasn't meaning to get off into such a discussion of development, except to say, as an example of the various other kinds of things that we need to do to solve the fiscal problems, other than not allowing KPFA to be reimbursed for an asset that is being used by the national office. And I think that the business of balancing the budget, I was not presenting this as the entity that was going to make us balance our budget. Our budget is now way out of whack. And I think the main point we need to think about here is fairness for the listeners, whether people think that this building belongs to Pacifica or not. It was KPFA listeners who put up the money to have this building. And there are many listeners that are offended by the relationship that's going on between Pacifica and KPFA. And I think that it would repair this relationship somewhat if the national office just recognized that there is some payback that needs to be given to KPFA for the use of this space. And I would hope, I don't see very many ways of repairing some of the dissension that occurs between our groups, but this would be one that I think would help. And as far as R. Paul's philosophical statement about everybody, you know, we should all be one and we're treating each other as the other, I don't find that offensive. I wish we did feel more cooperative and collaborative instead of competing with each other. But you've got to recognize, our Paul, that we all have separate budgets, and it has to be done that way. So I think our budget ought to reflect compensation for the rental space that the national office has. That's the end of my statement.
Can I speak to the...
No, right now we're going to follow the stack, but I'll put you on.
Oh, okay, yeah, put me on, yes.
That's Kim, right? Yeah,
yes,
okay. Yeah, you didn't speak, but I'm still going to follow the stack.
No, that's fine. I didn't know somebody else was still on.
Yeah, we've got a couple of people. Campbell, you're next.
Thank you. Okay, I didn't know if I was muted or not. I think that the longer the period of time that the unoccupied space remains unoccupied is going to be, you know, it's still going to require cost to get it in some kind of shape. And there's some folk, I don't know if it's according to California law, but certainly a commercial enterprise, that you could rent it to, say, for perhaps nothing the first year, based on their putting it into condition for, you know, up to code. And that could be part of the rental agreement, and that's not something that's unheard of. So this is something that can take place with that. Generally speaking, and I do have some experience with property taxes and assessments, a property has to be owned by a nonprofit and be used for a nonprofit purpose. And you may be able to state that storing materials for the nonprofit in spaces that are not rented is, you know, a nonprofit purpose. And, you know, then it should be taken off of the rolls. It's not a situation where you pay the jurisdiction and then the jurisdiction pays you back. That's kind of not something I've seen, in any of my experience. But the thing is that you should be able to get it taken off of the rolls because it is owned by the corporation. And, you know, while other stations, WPFW is one of them, had been identified as well as BAI as part of national office during times when the foundation was flush. You know, the fact of the matter is that the national office is still being operated out of, you know, this same property, and people who contributed to the property didn't know the difference between KPFA and Pacifica. And, you know, so I think that there's a basis for saying that there should be a consideration at the very, very least for the amount of any additional costs that are incurred by KPFA due to the occupancy of the office, national office, in this property. Thank you.
Okay, I think our next person on the stack is Alex.
Yes. Just to reiterate what I said previously, I don't think there's any particular financial reason for this proposal. I think there is a philosophical and political issue involved here. I don't think we should ignore the fact that there are people, not only at KPFA, who would like to see this network broken up. And one way to do that is to encourage this kind of separatism, this parochial kind of, this is my station, and to hell with Pacifica, and to hell with the national office. And I'm not accusing anyone in particular, but I think that that kind of sentiment has to be recognized, and it may very well be in the background here. As to the financial issues, I do recall that we recently had a groundless lawsuit filed by a group connected to KPFA that would like to see more, shall we say, autonomy. That lawsuit had no basis, and it was thrown out. But nevertheless, it cost Pacifica, in order to defend it, about twice as much money as would be involved with its 1% reduction. So this is not about finances. It's a political statement, and I think it's one that goes in the wrong direction. If KPFA is having a financial problem and is going to present us with a deficit budget, then we have to deal with it, as we always have. By the way, going back historically, it is true that the national office was for a period in the late 90s in Washington. And I recall that there was a campaign that was initiated out of KPFA to return the national office to Berkeley. So these kind of things go back and forth. There were times when WPI was flush and helped out the rest of the network. There were times when WVAI was in trouble, and we got assistance from the network. That's been more often the case in recent years, of course. It's the same with all the stations. So, but we can't play this separatist game. We're part of a network, and we have to begin to act like that.
Okay, I have Bill, and I have Kim.
Okay, well, first I want to ask, how much does KPFA owe in central services? Back to central services.
We only owe for this year. We don't owe for previous year. That was paid off.
Has been all paid off?
Do you know what amount you owe for this year? I think that's Bill's question.
I don't know, but I do know that there was something large owed for last year, which has been paid.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. Okay, that helps. That makes me feel better. I mean, I'm not necessarily opposed to this, your proposal, Barbara, but I do want to make sure that all the deficits, well, the back to central services are paid, because we have a really bad problem with our not paying our friends like Democracy Now! And FSRN. And
we paid a large amount, over $100,000, not too many months ago, that cleared up all of last year.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And I assume plans on paying this year's then, too.
I hope so. I wish I could answer that.
This is LaVar.
With great authority, but I'm not LaVar? Up on the latest.
Okay, I hear you.
Oh.
Okay, so Barbara doesn't know the answer for this year. LaVar, do you know what the amount is currently?
The latest payment has not been made, but they are based. If I look at my clothes and stuff now. But I believe that they're, except for like the following month, I think they're about paid up, right? It, including bill backs, because that was the other problem, was the bill backs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bill, does that sort of answer your question? Yeah. Okay. Then we're going to go on to Kim. Kim?
Yeah, I'm just getting unmuted. Well, actually, I was. So I'm sorry you all heard me cleaning up and wrinkling paper here. I'm kind of agreeing with Alex about this as a ploy, not really. I don't know. If you want to talk about fairness, I certainly would like to hear an apology on our radio about all the kind of bad mouthing that's been coming from there. If you want to talk about fairness, that would be really fair. And I think that a lot of what seems like intentional I have heard from so many people up north going, what is going on up there? Who do I believe? You know, and they're just turning off. They're just turning off to another station because they can't stand the on-air bickering. So if you want to talk about fairness, that would be my first issue. Like, let's produce good radio for the good of the network and the people who we're serving. I guess that's it for right now.
Okay. I think we're getting to about the end of this. I'm not sure if LaVarne was on the sack or not. I have a brief comment, and then maybe we're ready to vote. Is there anyone else who wants to weigh in?
I am not on the stack.
Okay. LaVarne, did you want to weigh in?
No, I don't.
All right. So I will make a brief comment, which is that we're going to have to vote on the LSB motion as it was submitted to us. But I'd like to keep open a scenario, and I don't quite know how to do this, that if, in fact, and I'm going to make some calls about this in the next couple of days, it is not possible to end the property tax obligation. I do not think it is out of line to take the property tax for 1925 MLK, that portion, and consider that a reverse billback in some way. And I think that's only fair, and I'm willing to go that far. That is, of course, less than probably about 10% of the amount at issue, so I don't know how that will play, but I'd like to kind of put that out there for what it's worth.
Tracy, can I have
a point of order?
I think we're getting pretty close to a vote.
Point of order. Why don't we address the motion we have rather than putting in a substitute motion?
Okay.
Making a substitute.
In that case, Barbara, if you could formally restate the motion as you understand that the KPFA LSB passed it, and then our Paul can call the roll on a vote.
Pardon me. Are we changing the motion? Or is the motion?
No, we're not changing the motion. I'm
saying
for the stream. Well, I mean, we could. I could offer it as a substitute.
I would object to that because we haven't been discussing.
I'm not aware that there are any other direct expenses to KPFA associated with Pacifica's occupancy.
I would prefer that we just
vote
on the 18.5%.
LaVarne, are there any?
I have a point of order here. We've just spent over 45 minutes debating a motion. To now bring in a substitute motion or an amendment would open us up to an equal amount of time. It's really
Let's vote the LSB's motion up for now. And if we have energy, I may bring an additional motion to that effect, but I can also do that next week. It doesn't matter. So let's vote the original motion up or down first. You're correct.
Question?
Yeah.
Okay, a point of order has been brought up, and the chair sort of needs to rule on that. I know I have my opinion on that, but
The chair is withdrawing any substitute or amended motion at this time.
Okay, I think the point of order is completely wrong. But go ahead.
It's okay. It can be introduced either next week or it can be introduced once we complete the vote. I'm acceding to Ken's point of order. Let's go ahead and deal with the motion on the table without amendments or substitutes. So, Barbara, do you want to restate the motion?
Well, does R. Paul, do you have it written?
No, it never got, I mean, I have it, I have what people said, but it was never formally made as, let me look here. I'm looking back.
No, the minutes were not submitted, I don't think.
With words.
Well, it is to reduce the central services percentage paid to the national office by 1%, making the total amount due from KPFA 16% to the national office and 2.5% to the archives.
Okay, and the wording would be the NFC recommends to the PNB that.
Requesting the NFC to recommend that to the PNB, yes.
Does that work for you, R. Paul?
No, we have, I'm still typing here. Okay, so the motion would start out with the NFC recommends to the PNB, right? Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
We're requesting the NFC to recommend to the PNB.
Well, we are the NFC. Yeah. So if we pass this motion, we would make that recommendation. If we don't pass the motion, we won't make that recommendation.
The NFC recommends to the PNB to reduce central services payments, KPFA central services payments.
By 1%.
KPFA central services payments to the national office by 1%, making the total amount from KPFA, 16.5% to the national office.
No, 16% to the national office and 2.5% to the radio archives.
Yeah, and 2.5% to PRA.
Right.
Okay, let me read it all. The NFC recommends to the PNB to reduce KPFA central services payments to the national office by 1%, making the total amount from KPFA 16% to the national office, and 2.5% to the Pacific Radio Archives.
Right.
Point of information.
Okay, R. Paul, you can call the roll.
Point of information, is the PRA number different than what it was?
No.
No, it's the same.
Then why don't we disinclude that? Because it's confusing.
Well, he's stating the total, so you might, if you change the total, then you might as well put both parts in.
They want to make it clear that the 1% discount does not apply to the archives. That's the intent of the motion.
I see.
I think that's...
KPFA is in there, right?
Yes.
Okay. R. Paul, can you call the roll?
Okay. Ken Aaron.
No.
Jim Boyd.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass.
Alex Steinberg?
What?
Cannot hear that. Alex Steinberg?
No.
No. Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
LaVarn Williams?
I abstain.
Bruce Wolf?
No.
Going back, Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Okay, it's 2-4, 6 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay, the motion fails. At this point, will I drive you all crazy if I introduce that new motion? Or would you rather that I stuff a sock in it and we deal with it next week?
Point of order.
The secretary didn't announce the vote correctly. He said it was...
Okay, hold on. I understand what time it is. However, this is the NFC, and if we have work to do, we have to continue. And, in fact, we do have to deal with waivers
for a couple of stations, so I'm sorry, but we are going to run a bit over tonight. Those who wish to hang up on the call can do so. What's the point of order?
The vote wasn't read correctly. He didn't say, he said six against. He didn't say how many for.
I did.
He said three abstentions.
He said six against,
two for,
and I believe two in favor and three abstentions. Is that correct, Darpal?
Yes, 263, yeah.
Fine, thank you. And I would object to a new motion. If we have to complete the agenda, let's do that.
Fair enough. We will deal with it next week. Okay, so that brings us to the final item on the agenda. I'm going to skip ahead and basically strike item 9 because due to the fact that we will need to relook at Houston's budget, we are meeting next Tuesday, and we'll get back on schedule after that. So apologies, but as people know, sometimes the NFC needs to meet more frequently in August and September, and that is the case.